Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the Pokemon and anime podcast. I hope you're doing well. I am back from Florida, and at the time of recording this, I am still a little bit jet-lagged, for sure. I still feel a little bit tired. I'm getting there, though. Getting there, but the vacation is over. It was amazing. It was amazing. It always feels, doesn't it, like holidays and vacation just goes so fast. Like, all of a sudden, you're done, you're ready, you're packing to come home, and the depression sets back in. But it was amazing. I'm sure if you've seen on my stories on Instagram or TikTok, Facebook, you'll see some of my stories on there from Epic Universe, from Islands of Adventure, City Walk, all that good stuff. I'm a huge fan of the Universal Studios parks. And I'm already itching to book the next holiday, book the next trip, to kind of know that I've got another one lined up. I need to know that I'm going again. I just need to know that I'm going again. But yeah, an amazing vacation. I hope you guys had an amazing week as well. This week is another podcast episode. I'm recording this on like Tuesday to kind of get really back into the swing of things. And this one is another Friday. So I hope you've had a great week. I hope future me has recovered from this from the sleepiness by this time as well. So that would be amazing. I really hope so. But today we've got a really, really fun topic. It's all about the brand new Pokemon game that was revealed just as I was traveling over to Florida. And it is Pokemon Pokopia. And it's scheduled for release in 2026. And honestly, this might be one of the most unique Pokemon games we've ever seen. And I'm so excited to kind of dive into this a little bit more. Now, normally, when we hear about a new Pokemon game, we expect like trainers, we expect the battles, the gyms, the new Pokemon, and this kind of big coming of age journey about becoming the champion of that region, you know, all that kind of thing. But Pokopia is harder to say than what I think. Pokopia throws all of that out the window, essentially, and instead, it's about building and creating a world, I guess. Pokopia throws all the kind of normal stuff of Pokemon game out of the window, and instead it's about building, it's about creativity, it's living side by side with Pokemon in a cozy, relaxing way, almost like if you put Animal Crossing and Pokemon had a baby. And that alone has me super, super excited. I'm a massive fan of cozy games, and I'm super into Animal Crossing games. So this kind of thing is all over me. So today I'm going to take you through everything that we know about Pokopia so far, the unanswered questions, the details, and also my own hopes and wish lists for the game as well. Plus I'll dive into some fun little tangents, I guess. I know we'll like fun, cozy Pokemon spin-offs that we've had in the past, comparisons to other live sim games, and even a few fan theories that what's kind of floating around what's going on with Ditto in this story. So grab a snack, get comfortable. So let's dive into Pokemon Pokopia. So So first off, let's go through the basics of the game. So Tokopia is being developed by Koei Tecmo in collaboration with Game Freak, and it's launching exclusively on the Nintendo Switch 2 sometime in 2026. Now, we don't have a firm date yet, but just the year, but some folks are speculating it could land in around springtime, which would fit nicely with the game's kind of fresh start, new life kind of vibe, that kind of spring clean kind of idea. But the game is described as a life simulation. Instead of being a trainer, you actually play as a Ditto, the Pokemon Ditto, that has transformed into a human, and your mission is to build your very own Pokemon paradise. So similar to Animal Crossing in that kind of respect. And to do that, you'll be collecting resources, crafting furniture, farming crops, and most importantly, caring and making friends with the Pokemon in the game as well that come and kind of enjoy your area, your region, I guess. But here's the twist. It's Ditto can learn moves from Pokemon it befriends, and those moves actually help with tasks in the game and around the island. So instead of using Bulbasaur's leafage in battle, you're going to use it to grow greenery, or instead of Squirtle or Blastoise kind of using water gun, it's going to be watering your crops instead of using it in battle. It's kind of taking the moves that we know and love from Pokemon and using them in a new creative kind of way. So that mechanic takes familiar Pokemon abilities and puts them into this super cozy, everyday life kind of context, which is super creative and super fun. I think it'd be really cute. I wonder how many moves there are, you know, how limited is that, but I'm sure we'll see more. But the world itself is dynamic. There's a full day and night cycle tied to real world time, so the same as Animal Crossing. So we've got changing weather and multiple biomes to explore as well. So we're not going to be stuck in this kind of like grassy area. So maybe in the morning, you're tending to your garden under the sun, and at night, you're stargazing in a forest clearing with your Pokemon companions, you know, finding new other resources, finding wood, that kind of thing. But that combination of real time and in-game progression feels like it's designed to kind of keep you checking in daily, similar to how Animal Crossing does. There's timed activities or timed stuff that you need to do because it's daytime, or stuff you need to do because it's nighttime or dusk. You know, it kind of keeps you kind of coming back like normal life, essentially. And visually, the game leans into this more kind of stylized, cozy art style. It's softer, more playful than we kind of see in a lot of Pokemon games, and definitely designed to make you feel more relaxed while you're playing it. So that definitely is a big selling point to me. I like the cozy, cute kind of vibe of this game. But this isn't the first time that Pokemon has experimented with a cozier or slower paced game. Some of you might remember the Pokemon on the GameCube, I think it was, Pokemon Channel. And that game was literally about watching TV with Pikachu. It was super low stakes, very chill. And honestly, it was ahead of its time, to be fair, in the kind of cozy game kind of idea. But then there was Cafe Remix, and now I kind of like Cafe Remix. It's a game that I constantly kind of fall out of and forget about, but I love it when I do play it. But it's a puzzle game with a cozy cafe vibe where you serve food to Pokemon, and it's super adorable. You use different Pokemon for different abilities, they have different kind of techniques that help you progress through different levels. And of course, Pokemon Snap. Now, I loved Pokemon Snap. There was the version on the N64, and there was new Pokemon Snap. And all of them are all about slowing down, taking photos, and just vibing with the Pokemon, really, and appreciating Pokemon in their natural environments, and kind of just seeing how they go about their lives when they're not with a trainer, or they're not in a battle, or they're not being evolved, you know, just kind of literally going about their lives. And I love that kind of vibe, and I think that's the kind of idea and vibe that we'll see in this new game, Pokopia. So I think it sounds really, really cute. It's essentially Animal Crossing meets Pokemon, which is something I can definitely get behind. But let's talk about one of the most intriguing details, which is this role of playing as a Ditto instead of like just a person. So in the trailer, Ditto emerges from a Pokeball, and nearby is this broken, dusty kind of Pokedex. That immediately raises a lot of questions. So why is the Ditto alone? Does it have a trainer? Well, I assume it has a trainer because it's in a Pokeball. So where is the trainer? And why did it choose to take the form of a human anyway? You know, why would it not just kind of stay as a Ditto and, I don't know, escape, I guess? Or, you know, go about his life to find his trainer? You know, what's going on there? Why? There's a lot of mystery around this trainer. Why have they abandoned him? I really hope not. Them, I guess. I hope not. I hope it's not as sad as that. But some fans are already spinning theories. One popular idea is that Ditto's trainer might have disappeared or even passed away, and Ditto is now carrying on in their place. So the idea that their trainer was a farmer or a traveller, and Ditto wants to carry on that kind of vibe, carry on that history, carry on that legacy. That would add a surprising emotional layer to the game. I'm unsure why they would add that, but I'm sure it'd add a new layer to the game as well, so it'd still be really nice. But with that emotional layer, it's still a cozy game. So another theory is that Ditto isn't just mimicking a human at random. Maybe it's specifically mimicking its old trainer, almost in a way of keeping them alive through its actions and through the legacy, which is really interesting. And that kind of hidden lore isn't kind of new for Pokemon either. Think about how Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, amazing games, starts, you're a human who wakes up as a Pokemon. So we've had this similar idea before, with no idea why or even how that kind of works or how that kind of happened. But Pokemon Legends Arceus drops your character out of time into an ancient world as well. So we've had these kind of human and Pokemon kind of mergers before. But Pokopia might look cute and cozy, but don't be surprised if there's this deeper and even bittersweet story under the surface. I wonder how they'll add that kind of emotional attachment to it, I guess, and how they'll kind of work with that. I think that'd be really, really interesting to see how they kind of add a pure storyline to this. Or even if they will, maybe they'll just give a tiny, tiny storyline. But this does make me kind of think about how we'll have, if there is this storyline hidden underneath, this storyline of your trainer, something happening to your trainer, and how we'll see that kind of story develop. Does it mean that we'll find notes in this Pokedex? Will we find parts of this trainer's life in and around the farm or the region? Do we learn more about this trainer as we kind of go on? Do we find them again? There's a lot of kind of hidden notes in there, so I think they could add like a little bit of a mystery element to this. So I think that could be really, really interesting and really kind of fun. I'll be super up for having that kind of mystery idea to kind of give the game a little bit of an undercurrent as well. But what don't we know yet? Of course, there's still a ton of unanswered questions, and we don't know how deep the crafting system kind of goes. Will it be like Animal Crossing, where you can decorate and arrange everything freely, or is it going to be more limited? Can you try and terraform the land, build paths, design buildings, and make your old paradise truly unique? I kind of like the idea of it being like Animal Crossing, where you can terraform, you can place buildings and paths and wherever, place anything wherever you kind of like. I really like the idea of it being almost, I don't want to say a copy of that, but a mimic of that, essentially, but in Pokemon form. I like the idea of having that kind of Animal Crossing vibe. I loved Animal Crossing. Like, during COVID, the COVID time, I got so into Animal Crossing. I cannot tell you how obsessed I got. It was kind of one of those great outlets to kind of escape what was going on during that time and just be able to dive into a cozy sim game was just perfect. It came out at the perfect time, and I feel like everyone I know dived into Animal Crossing, and I'm so ready to kind of do that again, but with Pokopia. You know, it's perfect. But I love the idea of crafting an island on Minecraft. Oh, on Minecraft. That's how I was going to speak about Minecraft after. On Animal Crossing. I love crafting an island on Animal Crossing. Like, I put so much effort into my island. Not that I play it much now, my poor islanders. But I put so much effort into my Animal Crossing island, and I'm really hoping to have that kind of same effect on Pokopia, I want to be able to craft this super unique island based on what Pokemon I have, what abilities I have, the cycles, the mysteries, that kind of thing. You know, I really want to dive into it like full force. But then there's a question of multiplayer. Imagine him being able to visit a friend's Pokopia, a bit like kind of Animal Crossing, and see how their Pokemon community has grown as well. Maybe you could trade resources, help each other build, or actually just enjoy each other's islands. I think a multiplayer mode could take this game from a fun spin-off to more of like a cult classic, essentially. And of course, will there be any battles at all? My guess is that if they exist, they'll be optional. Maybe like sparing matches or minigames. Rather than full battles, like maybe like you have to battle a Squirtle or take on a... Maybe not even like a battle, maybe like a puzzle to get Squirtle's ability to be able to add a pond to your island, that kind of thing. But even if battling isn't a focus, I think it'd be nice to have a tiny taste of that competitive edge somewhere or that kind of trial somewhere, so that it's not just kind of you walk up to a Squirtle, you get their ability and you carry on. You know, I don't want it to be super, super easy. I kind of like the puzzle or the... that kind of side of it, you know, the competitive kind of strategic edge to it. But I've already done it, and it's not hard to compare Pokopia to games like Animal Crossing or Minecraft. Animal Crossing taught us how much fun it actually can be to check in daily on your game, on this kind of like dynamic island, decorate a home, form bonds with the villagers. And Pokopia feels like it's taking all of that structure, but swapping out villagers for Pokemon and adding that their own kind of twist to it. Honestly, I can already imagine people having a favourite neighbour, like, oh yeah, in my Pokopia, Eevee lives next door and Snorlax hangs out by the river kind of vibe. And I'm the same with Animal Crossing. I have my favourite villagers. Like, mine were... I tried. I think I had nearly all of them. I think I have one left to invite to my village, which was the little octopus ones. I absolutely loved those. I had the red one and I had the pink one. Forgive me because I do not know their names off by heart. But I absolutely loved those. So I kind of made it a mission to kind of invite all of those onto my island. And I feel like this is going to be the exact same idea. And I wonder how they'll update this game as well to include new Pokemon or new regions. I think this is one of those games where there can constantly be a new stream of new Pokemon, new abilities, new regions. I think they've got a lot of scope for this game. I think this could be a bigger thing than what I think some people are thinking it could be. I think there's so much focus sometimes on the mainline Pokemon games that I think something like this could go super, super under the radar and then all of a sudden be a huge phenomenon. You know, I think it'd be really cool. And one that's other similar is Minecraft. So on the other hand, Minecraft is literally all about building, crafting, creativity. And if Pokopia leans into crafting even half as much as Animal Crossing and Minecraft, the possibility for building unique paradises could be literally endless. Imagine making a giant greenhouse for grass types or a beach area for water types. That kind of creative freedom that you could do could keep people playing for literal years. You could spend hours and hours and hours building this perfect like utopia for the grass types, or a haunted house, for example, for the ghost types. I would love to do that. I think that could be really, really fun. And I think if they take the best bits of Animal Crossing, the best bits of Minecraft, I think those could be really, really strong. But I think if we just look at the bigger picture as well, I think Pokopia represents a really important move for the Pokemon franchise. I think Pokemon has always been about adventure, competition, collection, but this game is all about a different side of Pokemon. It's about something else, and it's more about creativity and connection to Pokemon, connection to the world that you're creating, and connection to a slower, more mindful and calm type of play. You know, because we're so focused on, you can play the Pokemon game super calm and super chill, but there is that competitive edge to them. You know, they're the battles can be stressful, they can be harder, they can be a lot more competitive. And I think the Pokopia game allows us to sit back and chill with the Pokemon, just enjoy the world that you're building with them. And because life can be so, it's going to get really deep now, but I think because life can be so like fast paced and go, 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 we're at work, we're doing this, we're looking after the pets, we're looking after the house. You know, there's so much going on in normal everyday life that I think a game like this is coming at the perfect time. Assuming it's still coming out on time. Assuming it's coming sooner rather than later. But I think it's going to be perfect. I think it'll be a great little chance for people to chill out and just enjoy their island with their Pokemon friends. A little bit like we did with Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing gave us that time to chill in an island, see the sunset and sunrise, enjoy nighttime, enjoy daytime, enjoy any time of the day, and the exact same time of day, in-game as in real life, so it felt more connected. I think that's really, really interesting, but I think it diversifies the franchise a little bit more as well. Pokemon already has competitive battling, AR experiences like Pokemon Go, mobile puzzlers, photography games. I think adding a cozy life sim into the mix really gives Pokemon a game for everyone. I think there's a game for literally everyone then at that point. I think the franchise has enough stuff for people to just really dive into. I think this is a perfect game for people that love Animal Crossing and a perfect game for everyone that loves cozy simulation builds. And because it's exclusive to the Switch 2, I think Nintendo is positioning this as one of their consoles, kind of early showcase games, especially with their like key franchise. I think if they do it right, it could be one of the games that people buy the system for, not because it's flashy, but because it's comforting and because it's a novelty at first, to be sure, because it's a novelty to begin with. But I think it's one that could really, really highlight the quality of the Switch 2. I think my wish list, I think I'd love a really strong, comprehensive building system that lets it be super creative, not just pre-made furniture. I think there'll be some aspects where we just place a pre-made chair or pre-made desk or something, a little bit like Animal Crossing, but I'd love the kind of Minecraft option as well, and lots of styles, lots of customization options, and seasonal changes that actually kind of bring the season through would be amazing. Like, imagine winter bringing ice types into your island, or autumn making certain berries more abundant, or being able to grow like a cozy pumpkin themed cafe, that kind of thing. You know, adding that when it gets to spooky season, ghost types are more prominent. You know, there's a haunted like challenge you can do, haunted puzzles, that kind of thing. You know, that kind of layer of, okay, it's this kind of season, it's this time of year, this means your island now experiences all of this. I think that would be really, really gorgeous, and a way to kind of celebrate the seasons in real life, but also celebrate them in a Pokemon way. I'd love some optional challenges like little quests or tasks that give you goals without forcing you into that kind of rigid structure as well. And one of the best points of Animal Crossing was the music, like that kind of like slow, lo-fi kind of music. And the soundtrack for this needs to be perfect. Cozy games live and die by their music, I think. And if I can leave Pokopia running in the background, a bit like Animal Crossing, just to hear the soundtrack while I work or relaxed, I'll be thrilled. I listen to lo-fi music a lot in the day just to kind of have something on in the background. I find it really calming and relaxing. So I kind of want the same for Pokopia. And finally, I think I'd love that emotional storytelling with Ditto and the trainer, even if it's just subtle. I don't need like a big cinematic, but just knowing that there's a deeper thread running through the game would make it really great as well, to kind of know that there's a little bit of a story that's undercurrent in the whole thing as well. But as for what's come next, let's keep an eye on the Nintendo Direct. That's where we'll likely get new trailers, maybe new gameplay footage, and watch for details on how the crafting and building system will work. And whether multiplayer is confirmed as well, that's not confirmed yet. And of course, keep an eye out for the Community Wild theories as well. These are always the best ones because fans always have the best ideas, let's be fair, and always find hidden clues in the smallest details. So that's everything I know, everything we know so far. There's the details, that's the kind of overall structure of the game, and a little bit of speculation as well about Pokemon Pokopia. To me, it feels like it's one of the most exciting spin-offs in years, if I'm honest. Apart from Legends, that's an ultimate favourite. But it could be the ultimate cozy Pokemon game that's not on a mobile, you know? The kind of title that you sink hours into without actually realising it, much like Animal Crossing. But now I want to hear from you guys as well. You know, are you excited for Pokemon Pokopia? You know, what features are you hoping for? I've shared my wish list. What's yours? Do you think a cozy spin-off like this can stand alongside the mainline Pokemon titles? I think a lot of the time, the spin-offs can be forgotten and they have that novelty and they kind of like die off. But I think a lot of the time, a lot of them end up being loved by a really specific community and loved by a great many, but never get the shine in the spotlight that I think they deserve. So I really hope Pokopia has that kind of quality to it, to give it that special drive and give it that kind of special moment in the spotlight. But thank you so much for hanging out with me in this episode of Chibi and Chill. Until next time, I'll be doing an episode next Friday again. If you haven't already, please do subscribe. It is a weekly show all about you guys. So everything that you guys like to listen to and enjoy, you know, we're all fans here. You know, I'm a big fan of Pokemon and I love doing this podcast just because I want to share my voice or, you know, just entertain you guys as well, because why not? You know, it's a free podcast, so subscribing really does help push the show to new subscribers. So I'd be really, really thankful for a review. Please do a 5-star one, that'd be great. If you've enjoyed this, please just subscribe. Obviously, I've said that multiple times now. Subscribe. Please subscribe. But also, if you want more content on social media, I'm Chibi Trainer on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. So be sure to check me out on there as well. If you are shopping the new Mega Evolution binder, there's 10% off with my code CHIBIWEEB. So that's CHIBIWEEB. So you'll save 10% off on vaultx.com with my code CHIBIWEEB. Enjoy, and I'll see you next Friday on the next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.